Bloomington Normal's Black community members are watching as the Derek Chauvin trial continues.
Having the trial now is just kind of reopening some of those old wounds that haven't healed for a lot of people.
That's Black Lives Matter Blono leader Olivia Butts. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, April 15th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Black leaders in Bloomington Normal who are following the Derek Chauvin murder trial. Black Lives Matter Blono leader Olivia Butts says watching the trial felt like reliving the tragedy of George Floyd's death all over again.
It kind of transported me back to those initial feelings that a lot of folks had in the summer of 2020. So having the trial now is just kind of reopening some of those old wounds that haven't healed for a lot of people and just reminding folks that justice has not been done. And we're reminded of that every day that this trial continues.
Local NAACP branch president Linda Foster says her organization is taking time to take in all the evidence revealed at the trial. But she questions Chauvin's motives even more now.
We've seen what we've seen up front, but to hear about the training and the history of this police officer, obviously there was some hidden agendas. It was never intended for Mr. Floyd to make it through it.
At Illinois State University, Black students are also coping with the emotions of the trial. Black Student Union President Lexi Epps says juggling schoolwork and surviving COVID, all while trying to stay informed, is a lot of stress. But she tries to stay positive. She says the trial has demonstrated Chauvin's guilt. But if the verdict comes back not guilty, she won't be shocked.
If, God forbid, it comes back not guilty, I think this is just going to hurt the Black community once again. But unfortunately, this is something that we've been through. And there's a lot of us where we have no faith in the justice system now as it is. But I feel like for the people that have like that little tiny hope that he's going to get convicted, and if he doesn't, I think that's just going to completely erase it from here on out.
During the trial, Chauvin's lawyers have tried to attribute Floyd's drug intake and other health problems as the real cause of death. Angel Howard is coordinator of professional development at ISU. She says that defense confirms that what she calls the racialized drug-crazed rhetoric that people use to excuse violent behavior toward people of color is still very much alive and has proven that her Black skin is a threat.
As a Black person, as a Black woman, I already know how folks feel about me. And there's only been more proof to pile onto that to confirm that what I believe is true. I'm looking for people to prove me wrong. Nobody's proved me wrong yet.
The judge expects closing arguments to begin Monday. Thanks to WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson for her reporting on that story. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. A record 51 people from McLean County are now hospitalized with COVID-19. Just 1% of local hospital beds are now free. OSF Healthcare says it's launched a new COVID vaccination appointment tool for use by anyone 16 and older. It's available online. Carle Health is now offering COVID vaccination appointments for young people ages 16 and 17. The Pfizer vaccine has been approved for use in older teens. The City of Bloomington's free bulk waste pickup begins May 3rd. It runs through May 14th. Last spring's pickup was delayed because of COVID. Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason says he wants the public to meet the finalists for police chief, and he's willing to wait until COVID restrictions ease before the city begins its hiring search. And a bill which would implement term limits on leadership roles in the General Assembly advanced out of a committee. If it becomes law, it would take effect in 2023. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Next, I want to introduce you to three very special people, Brandon Thornton, Vasu Gadaraju, and Kelby Cumston. Their names you might recognize because they've all been interviewed several times on WGLT in recent years. And on top of being community leaders, they're also WGLT listeners and WGLT financial supporters. Brandon is a teacher at Bloomington High School, a rising star in education and beyond. WGLT is there with him every day.
First, I do NPR Up First on my Alexa, and then I turn on my actual radio and listen to WGLT every morning. That's kind of how I wake up.
Brandon knows all about news fatigue. Maybe you feel it sometimes too. But Brandon doesn't feel it when he listens to NPR and WGLT.
But I've just noticed that WGLT has done a really good job of capturing local stories and putting people first. So I'm an educator, and we always talk about putting students first.
Brandon was one of about 24 community members featured in last year's Living Black in Bloomington Normal series. John, Darnisha, and Ariel from our staff launched that project last summer when George Floyd's death ignited the social justice movement. It was time to listen to people like Brandon.
With WGLT, it's very clear that they're really interested in what the story is. The person's first. It's their story. And when people hear a story, I feel like they're less likely to disagree because no one can argue with your story.
Vasu Gadaraju may be another familiar name. She was the head of the McLean County Regional Planning Commission. Now she's leading innovation and technology at the town of Normal. She appreciates our coverage of tech issues like autonomous driving and what's going on with Rivian. But during our pandemic year, she became increasingly reliant on WGLT for other things.
Whether it's about, you know, through NPR, all the national news related to COVID, down to local news, like, you know, what's happening in our schools.
Maybe you're like Vasu used to be. She just figured that a local radio station like WGLT had a bunch of funding from somewhere, but then she realized she needed to be that somewhere.
Genuinely, when I first learned that radio stations are increasingly reliant on local contributions to bring the type of quality reporting that WGLT brings to the community, That was a no-brainer to me.
Kelby Cumsden from Bloomington's West Side wanted to give too. So he talked to his wife, Tori More, about the possibility.
Last year during the fund drive, you know, I asked her about it and she said, oh yeah, we've been contributing for the past 4 years.
Smart spouse aside, Kelby ended up chipping in a little extra too. He loves local and national politics and just ran for city council.
Local politics is a very important part of my life, and being able to have locally sourced information on that through WGLT is incredibly important, not only to me, just to the entire community.
Kelby, Vasu, and Brandon. They're three people who power our community in their own way, and now they're powering Bloomington Normal's public media as well. You value WGLT too. That's why you're listening to The Leadoff right now. Maybe you do every morning, a couple times a week. Well, on this morning, today, right now, I ask that you help power WGLT with a financial contribution. Lead off your day with a gift at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the Normal Zoning Board of Appeals meets today at 5, and in Bloomington, a bunch of meetings. Cultural Commission, Historic Preservation Commission, Citizens Beautification Committee, they all have meetings. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at cira.com.